Well, Steve, best performance of the season?
By a country mile, first half. And when I look back over the 2 years nearly I've been here, then it's up there. I thought we were excellent and just missed that. I mean, the first little mistake we made, they scored. But the reaction was good. And look, we worked on all summer of trying to be a bit more expansive. I know, like, the goals flying in, but certainly the two games we've had at home, and you can see what we're trying to do. So, which can only be good, I hope.
Even though you played brilliantly in the first 45, you must have been frustrated. When you looked at the scoreboard, you think, hang on a minute, why aren't we two or three ahead?
Yeah. Well, football's like that, we know that. And then all of a sudden, they had 10 minutes where the goalkeeper's made 2-3 saves. And all of a sudden, you're 2-1 down with 10 minutes to go and think, hang on a minute, that's a little bit unjust. But Brentford are a very good side and have proved to me since I've been here anyway, a bit of an Achilles heel. But no, overall, we're delighted we've got away with a point in the end. The ironic thing for me, the boy who scored the twice should have been sent off. It's a horrible stamp on young McGinn. And I don't really ever want to comment because I know how difficult it is for referees. And to be fair to him, I think he stuck behind Sawyer, so he didn't see it. But we were done by in the biggest game of all when Kevin Friend alongside me missed Frederick stamping on Jack. So it's something I never want to see anybody red carded because it's a man's game, but things like malicious stamps and on purpose sticks in the back of your throat, especially when this kid's the player scores twice.
John Codrey can be a bit enigmatic at times, but yeah. He delivered for you tonight.
Well, he can, that's the right word. I don't understand it, Mark, but that's the right word for him. I'll take your word for it. Look, we all know he's a little bit off the cuff. He's a little bit frustrating at times, but he's got the ability to score a goal. And the good thing is he looks now a bit more like himself after the injury. There's times when, and I've been there many times with a lot of players, you start doubting yourself after an injury. Can you get back there? And am I the same? And certainly John's worked on his fitness levels. They've improved enormously. He had his best physical stats he had for 18 months on Saturday at Ipswich and scored a goal. And today he looked more like John Codger again.
And Mile Jedinak had a better game at centre-half. Is that still the position you see him at long-term?
Yeah, that's where I will see him at. I think he will be fine. He played for us 5 or 6 times there. I see that's the future for him, you know. And there might be games where I plonk him in the middle when the physicality of the Championship on a winter's night away somewhere, then he does that. But at the moment, I thought he did really well tonight. A couple of mistakes, but he'll only get better at it.
In terms of the new faces, a new face in today, what are you hoping that he's going to bring to you?
Well, you could see Mark today, you know, we're at the front end of the pitch. We're without O'Hare, who's a young player, and he's just coming back after a serious injury. Keenan Davis and Scotty Hogan have been out now all summer. So at the top end of the pitch in wide areas, when you've got young Greeny, who's again been plagued by injuries for a year, and Albert. So we need strengthening there. Al Ghazi is a terrific signing. I'm sure he'll be exciting for all the supporters to watch. He's got blistering pace. He can play either side. A very, very good player. We're delighted to have him.
And Yannick Bolasie, what's the situation? Well,
we hope that we can tie something up. We're close, we think. So a little bit of work to be done. So let's hope we can pull it off tomorrow. And if we can get them two players through the building, it would be a great boost to everybody.